point, being guarded by John Messing. Now to the left elbow to Cole Mychek in between that in the corner. Short. And a little short, rebound time to Morneau. 5.5 to play in the fourth. Van Ax with the ball in the lead by 19. Clark Brady feeds it over to John Messing, down to Andrew Sutton, wide open to left block, can't get this one to fall. Good pressure coming from Klama. Rebound Jeffrey Wright.
Again, Klama's got how many fouls?
Four.
Yeah.
How many do you get? Five.
Well, you know what they say. You get five, use four. We'll make them good.
Trevor Drapeski feeds back up to Cole Mychek, back down to Klama, and this one's stolen by Tyman Renault, who drives down the court, pulls up at the free throw line, is tipped out of bounds. And in fact, last touched by a Bad Ax offensive player on the rebound. We'll give the ball back to Ubley. Substitutions muck here. As Cole Mychek sits down, as well as Don McLeod. Let's take you through the five for the Bearcats. Dominic Rosenthal inbounding to Jeffrey Wright, point guard. Number 14, David Messing on the wing, as well as number 22, John Brandle. The only one remaining is the 6'5", Aaron Klama. Jeffrey Wright with it at the left elbow. Feeds down to the corner to Messing, pulls up for the jump shot from the block, and this one's good. David Messing's first points of the night with two. 17-point lead for the Bad Ax Hatchets. John Messing double-team, back up Morneau, top of the key against Brandle. John Messing for the long two, no good, rebound, still loose, and Clark Brady brings it in. John Messing at the right wing. Back up to Morneau to reset the offense. 4:10 remaining in the fourth. 53-36, Bad Ax leading, and we have a foul on a loose ball on the right wing, and this will go against Jeffrey Wright on basically a moving Mack truck.
That's a tough one.
This will be a third against Jeffrey Wright, and it sends John Messing to the line. 4-1-1, that's the eighth team foul against the Bearcats.
John Messing needs to go ahead and hit this one.
He's 0-2 from the free throw line, both in the bonus. And we have a substitution for Ubley. Anthony Sweeney will replace John Brandle.
Last year, John was 58% from the foul line, and I have him this year. The one time I saw him was 25%, 1-for-4. He needs this.
And the free throw is up and is no good. Rebound Klama. John Messing now 0-for-3 from the free throw line tonight. Jeffrey Wright against Ryan Hileski, top of the key, pulls up and hands it over to the right wing. To Messing, down to Dominic Rosenthal, and a give and go on the right block. It's no good. Rebound goes out of bounds, last touched by Klama. Bad Ax ball, 3:48 left in the fourth, leading 53-36 over the visiting Ugly Bearcats. Time Renault taking his time across midcourt into the right wing and elbow to John Messing. Martin Messing now at the wing. Back over to Morneau, pulls up for three from his favorite spot. In and out, no good. And rebound tipped out of bounds by Bad Ax, Ubley ball.
You know, Ubley's sitting back in their zone. And really all Bad Ax has to do is just go ahead and make them come out of it. At this point in time, 3 minutes, 30 seconds to go. Kind of playing into the hands. Right now, Ubley is controlling the tempo a bit.
And Brandle loses it. Excuse me, that's not Brandle. That would be Sweeney loses it at the top of the key. Morneau gets the steal. Goes down the court for an easy layup for two.
Just like that, when you needed to, who's Johnny on the spot?
Tommy Morneau with 25.
Tommy on the spot.
Tommy on the spot. 3 minutes remaining. Jeffrey Wright at the left elbow feeds it into Sweeney in the corner. Picks up his dribble at the wing. Now is in trouble, and we have a timeout called by Gus Recker. Full timeout called by the Ugly Bearcats, trailing by 19. 55-36 with 2:57 left in the fourth quarter on the WLEW Sports Network.
Have your vehicle checked out for safe winter driving with a free safety inspection from Ugly Motor Service. The professionals at Ugly Motor Service will check your belts, hoses, brakes, shocks, tires, and wiper blades. Ugly Motor Service has special pricing now on Napa struts and replacement wiper blades. Also check out sale pricing on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires. They have a tire changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups to transmission overhauls and complete engine replacement, trust Ugly Motor Service. Good luck, Ugly Bearcats, from the pig crew at Ugly Motor Service.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. For 2:57 before this one's over. It's Bad Axe 55, Ubley 36, Bearcats with the inbound. And Dominic Rosenthal gets the inbound, but then is stolen away by Martin Messing at midcourt. Right to left across your radio are the Hatchets, and Martin Messing with the finger roll gets this one to fall.
That was a heads-up play by Martin Messing.
He has 13 on the night. His first points of this fourth quarter. Jeffrey Wright to the right wing. To Messing, to Klama at the high post, high post. Jeffrey Wright now gets the ball back at the left wing. Feeds it into Rosenthal, left block, turns and shoots, and swatted away by Andrew Sutton. And Ty Renault brings in the rebound. Leading by 21 points, 57-36. John Messing, skip pass to Morneau, left wing, up for three. This one's no good. And rebound still loose and out of bounds. Last touch by Ryan Holeski. Substitutions for Bad Axe is number 11, Brendan Jurgis, and number 33, Jackson Motes. For Ubley is number 22, John Brandle, and number 30, Cade Walsh. Tommy Morneau and Andrew Sutton sit down for the Hatchets, Aaron Klama and Jeffrey Wright for the Bearcats. More likely the last time we will see them tonight. John Brandle bringing it up for the Bearcats over to Messing right wing. Dribbling against the Motes, feeds it down to Cade Walsh in the right block, and he gets this one to fall. Nice post move and directive by Cade Walsh, his first points of the night.
I don't know how the pass got there. That really threaded a needle.
19-point lead for the Hatchets, 2 minutes remaining. Martin Messing, top of the key. To number 11, Brendan Jurgis. Right wing again to Martin Messing. Dribbles in twice, feeds it back out to Jurgis, left wing to John Messing, down to Motes in the corner. John Messing thought about taking a three, decides not to, instead passes around the horn to Jurgis in the right wing. Now to Martin Messing, down to Motes for the long jump shot, and he should have stepped back a few more feet. John Messing there to clean up the boards and in for 2 points, and we have a whistle. And we have a timeout called by Ubley. And this will be the last timeout for the Bearcats. Gus Recker wants to talk to his team, and it appears to be a 30-second timeout.
That's all
he has left. We'll stick with you here. As it's 59-38, Bad Axe leading by 21, minute 32 left in regulation. John Mooney, what are you seeing from tonight?
I see a lot of upside with Ubley, tell you the truth, even though they're getting blown out of this gym right now. I'm looking at some kids like Cade Walsh. And I remember how tall he was last year, and then it wasn't very. And right now, he's all of a sudden, he just grew like you wouldn't believe. I see the same thing out of Aaron Kalama. When they put it together, when they don't get into foul trouble, they're going to be real just fine. They're going to have to find a way to go ahead and put the ball in the hoop from the outside, but they'll be okay. Bad Axe, this is a very workman type of game for them. This is exactly what you expect out of a veteran club. They're on top of the mountain. And there's a reason why.
We have John Messing with 12 points, Morneau with 25, and Martin Messing with 13. That's good for a victory nearly every night. New players out there for the Ubley Bearcats, number 34, Stephen Nemec. Or at least that's how we think the name is said. Cade Walsh gets it inside the high post, turns a jump shot, and this one falls. Cade Walsh with 4 points, making the most of his time out there. Minute 5 left in the fourth, 59-40. Bad Axe leading by 19. Jurgis on the left wing. Skip pass to the right wing to McLeod. Back up to number 31, Daniel Fucinari. And the shot is no good. Rebound, Brandle. And going out of control down the court. And he is tripped up before he can even get into the air. And the foul goes against number 31, I do believe. That'd be Fucinari. Daniel Fucinari of Bad Axe, number 31, a 5'9 senior. His first foul. He's officially in the book. Third team foul for the Hatchets. Inbound for Ubley, 47 seconds left. And Brandle throws it right out of bounds.
Sweeney wanted the ball on the three-point corner. And
he threw it underneath the basket.
Kind of behind him.
McLeod taking his time, bringing up the ball. 35 seconds left. It's tipped out of bounds by Brandle. 36.6 seconds left. In regulation,